decision, he said.
Those allegedly responsible for the attacks of September the 11th will finally face justice.
Republicans such as Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe are afraid the trials will give defendants a platform to fanaticize and will pose a security risk.
They're going to become cells. They're going to become targets.
Holder's prepared reply, I'm not scared. President Obama on NBC News was asked if he finds it offensive giving accused 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed rights of U.S. citizens.
I don't think it will be offensive at all when he's convicted. And when the death penalty is applied to him.
Adding he's not prejudging the outcome. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
I'm Steve Kafe, and live in New York, where there's a fresh CBS News poll on alleged terrorists facing trial here. Director of Surveys, Sarah Dutton.
54% of Americans think that suspected terrorists should be tried in a closed military court.
And the decisions touched off what promises to be a prolonged debate among 9/11 families, with the trial still many months away. Some welcome it.
Giving the families the opportunity to see the trial.
But others are dead set against.
It's a logistical and security nightmare for the American people.
Also in the mix of controversy, what to do with other detainees at Guantanamo Bay. Federal officials have just inspected one possible spot, an Illinois prison. Nick?
President Obama has arrived in South Korea, the next stop on his Asia trip. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is traveling with the president and reports from Seoul.
Wrapping up his China visit, President Obama marveled at the Great Wall, saying the enormity of the ancient world wonder put today's issues into perspective. He will tackle a pressing issue, North Korea's nuclear ambitions, in talks with South Korean leaders here in Seoul. The president is also moving closer to his Afghanistan war policy decision, telling CBS News correspondent Chip Reed he is angry about leaks on the internal deliberations.
For people to be releasing information during the course of deliberations where we haven't made final decisions yet, I think is not appropriate. And
firing offense.
Absolutely.
Mr. Obama plans to announce his decision in the next few weeks. He says it will clarify the strategy and also serve notice that the U.S. is not withdrawing from Afghanistan. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the president in Seoul.
Once military brass hang up their uniforms, a published report says many of them find ways to cash in by getting rehired by the Pentagon. USA Today says it's found scores of cases involving retired generals and admirals put on the Pentagon payroll as advisors, and some of them reap more rewards by also working as consultants for companies which land big defense contracts. Deja vu for the Maersk, Alabama. 7 months after the U.S. flagged cargo ship was attacked by Somali pirates off the Horn of Africa, they have tried to seize the ship again. European Union naval forces say pirates tried to board the ship but were repelled by security guards. Commander John Harbour says the pirates came at the ship in small boats.
The standard operating procedure for the pirates is to fire automatic weapons at the bridge. This they did, but they were rather surprised to find that the Maersk started firing back.
In the April incident, Maersk Captain Richard Phillips was held hostage aboard a lifeboat for 5 days before he was freed by U.S. Navy SEALs. The path is grimly clear for Mother Earth. That's the warning from scientists writing in the journal Nature Geoscience, who say the planet is on a course for the worst-case climate change scenario. Study author Corinne Lecker.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snowplows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snowplows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snowplow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM 760 for brains like Bill Press.
You are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
6 minutes past the hour. It is the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill today. And with me is Chris Kofinas, Democratic strategist. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Good morning.
And running the board is Dan Henning. Mr. Henning.
Hello.
Nice to see you. And screening your calls today is Stevie Lee Webb, our favorite immigrant. Stevie, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, sir.
And what an honor it is to welcome a real legend of Texas, Kinky Friedman. Kinky, welcome to the show, man.
Pleasure to be here, Peter.
Nice to have you in. Kinky's in town.
Yeah, can I smoke a cigar in here or not?
Why not? As you would say, why the hell not?
No problem.
I have no problem with that, actually. Go ahead. No one's ever done it. And while Bill's away...
Well, you know, they lie about the sprinkler system. They say they tell
that's
you...
the worst that could happen.
No, I promise you, the sprinklers will not, you know, turn on and get us all wet. That's not going to happen. So the only thing that could happen, Chris... Well, Chris, you're a smoker, right?
No.
You're not.
You have a terrified look on your face. Yeah, look, the sprinklers react to heat, right?
Chris could report me, you know. He could tell Bill that Kinky was...
What kind of cigar do you have in your hand, Kinky?
This is a KFC, a Kinky Friedman cigar.
Very nice.
From Honduras. Yeah, that's a Kinky Cristo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'll give you that one, Chris.
Oh, nice.
Are you a smoker, too?
I love a good cigar. Oh, my God.
I seem to have a lot of...
My own KFC.
That's a KFC.
Very nice.
Made in Honduras.
A Kinky Cristo. Very nice.
This is the Big Richard. This is a brand new triple Maduro fermented type of thing. This is a really... Are one of you a cigar smoker? No, neither.
I smoke cigars here and now.
Dan smokes cigars. Okay.
Well, that's it for the cigars, but, you know, I mean, you know, I usually smoke Cuban cigars, and I'm off my feed right now. That's part of my problem. I'm totally out of them. And as we always say, and I'm not supporting their economy, I'm burning their fields.
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Kinky. Kinky's in town to promote, or he's going to be performing at the Birchmere, legendary music hall, by the way, here in the Washington, D.C. area. You're playing tonight, right, Kinky?
Tonight with Little Juford and Washington Ratso.
Washington Ratso.
Who's a little Lebanese boy in the band. And he and I represent the last hope for peace in the Middle East.
Very cool.
Performing together for about 35 years.
Very cool. Very cool. I've seen the Kinky Friedman live show before, and it's really cool.
Oh, it's sharpened up now that I'm no longer too young for Medicare and too old for women to care.
Kinky, also, we have a couple of his books here.
This guy's a Renaissance Texan, isn't he? It's amazing.
I'm telling you, man. You do a little bit of everything. And having spent some time in San Antonio, Texas, I can attest to the fact that Kinky really is a legend in that area. You came here with Heroes of a Texas Childhood by Kinky Friedman.
Yeah, that's a copy for Bill. That's a Jim Hightower idea, that convincing Democrats that I'm a Democrat since I ran as an independent before for governor. And, I mean, these decisions, really, who's a real Democrat should be left for God and small children to decide, you know, like who's a cowboy, you know. But they don't. They, right. You know, the coat and tie establishment Democrats in Austin who have been so vastly successful since Ann Richards have not won one statewide race, by the way, now. It's 16, 17 years. So That's all we're trying to do is excite the grassroots here a little bit if we can.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit because you are running for governor of the state of Texas as a Democrat. You ran once before as an independent.
Yeah.
And now you joined forces with the Democratic Party to try and run for governor. How's that going?
I've seen the error of my ways. No one's won as an independent since Sam Houston, so it's been 160 years. So.
There's another way to look at it.
Wow.
It's about time to happen.
Yeah.
It is time to happen. I just... Peter and I were discussing this, Chris, when you were out of the room. I'm just I'm amazed at how dysfunctional the Democratic Party of Texas is. I mean, just how, and I'm sure that's not uncommon for politics in general, but I mean, I can see why they haven't won. I mean, they come up with these uninspiring establishment generic candidates, and they don't care if they win or lose. I mean, it's almost like they've got a deal going with the Republicans, which they might. They may be power brokers who are happy either way. That's conceivable. It's crossed my mind. They don't even care if the Democrat wins. And they run entirely on demographics, not on ideas.
Right.
And they do this again and again and again. And the Republicans manage to win.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy like Prince Humperdinck, which is Rick Perry, manages to win. How the hell does that happen?
What are you running on?
Well...
What's the big issues?
I think my issue is that I'm the only guy that's going to mess with Texas right now and really mess with Texas until we get it right, that I say power to the people. That here's a slogan that the last guy to use might have been Stokely Carmichael, and it's really become relevant all across the country, which is the politicians have hijacked the power from the people.
Yeah.
And this is, unfortunately, extends to both political parties, to left-wing and right-wing.
I think there might be a lot of people in Texas who think that Texas might need to be messed with after having
Rick Perry
for so long.
It does, and some of it, you know, we don't mind the guy micromanaging a board of regents where he fires a couple of regents for supporting Kay Bailey Hutchison, you know, at Texas Tech, or messes with a football coach at A&M, or that sort of thing. But when he's firing forensic scientists that are ready to prepare a paper on an investigating a legally innocent man that we may have killed in 2004, you know, what he's doing is he's protecting the system at all costs, and one of those costs is justice.
Kay Bailey Hutchison just recently got the endorsement of
Dick Cheney. That's really
is that
wonderful.
An endorsement you want?
That's a win-win.
Yeah.
She's got that. Then Haley Barbour just endorsed Rick Perry. And that was last week. And Willie Nelson has endorsed me. So
excellent.
You got to decide who you respect and love the most there.
Yeah.
The question is, what is Sarah Palin going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, Sarah Palin got involved in this race yet?
Well, after being on Joy Behar for about an hour about Sarah Palin, I'm about, first of all, Joy's voice is, she thinks I have a Texas accent, all right? Which I might, but Joy Behar,
yeah.
Thinks that Sarah is, aren't we a little, isn't Sarah just like the other politicians, except she doesn't have the veneer that they have? She has yet to acquire that. That's kind of my point. In other words,
I think she's it's much worse than that.
You think she's vastly different from Charles Rangel and Joe Biden? And
absolutely.
Yeah, you do. Huh? You think they're really...
I think
absolutely. I think there is a level.
You think Charlie Rangel parking his Mercedes and charging you and me $5,000 when he goes to the Caribbean for a parking fee is not a. Yeah, you think that's fine?
No, I don't think it's a question of being fine. What I'm saying is, I think there is a level of substance that certain candidates, both on the Democrat and Republican side, although not many on the Republican side, have that someone like Sarah Palin does not.
And you're not worried about these people that their level of substance has created a situation where they're now totally corrupt crooks. I mean, they're a crook. I mean, they're just like William Jefferson. He's another one, except he's more, we can see him.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
He's not as good as hiding his money.
No, Chris, I'm sure, found Blagojevich amusing, as I did. Most of us find him amusing, except for if you talk to a politician about it, they're really angry about him because he's so much like them. You know, that's why.
Oh, I don't
I think there's wonderful people in
politics. No, I think there are good people in politics and bad people in politics. It's reflective of the rest of society. And I think... Unfortunately, the bad people just kind of attract the attention.
No, that's not true. That's reflective of the rest of society. So you think it breaks down just like any church group or anything else, right? I mean, that the percentage of bad people. Mark Twain disagrees with you, that's all I'm saying, you know? I mean, he thinks...
Well, who the hell does Mark Twain
think? That's right.
Who is Mark Twain?
He was right that there is no basic criminal class in America except the U.S. Congress. He was right about that.
Let me ask you, getting back to Texas, because Rick Perry seriously floated the idea not so long ago about Texas seceding from the United States.
Well, I mean, it's time for Texas to secede from Rick Perry. That's pretty obvious, and we would like Chris to lead the charge, actually, if he has the courage and the vision to come down and help us. I just think the Democrats are in the wilderness there. If we can win this thing, I mean, there is a chance, but we have got to get the independents and the libertarians on our side. We can't, and the Texas Democrats have failed to do that, and I think we're the majority party. I think the latest Gallup poll shows there's more Democrats than Republicans. It's really not logical.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I do think if the Democratic Party is going to make a resurgence in Texas, and it's been in the wilderness,
they got to do something different, right?
They got to do something different. They got to figure out how to mobilize people who are either not voting because they just don't care, or people who've decided to vote Republican because they just don't buy, you know, what the Democrats down in Texas are saying. I don't disagree with your analysis that something has to be, you know, the state has to do something different. The party needs to do something different. And you're not going to beat. I mean, I think Rick Perry is very vulnerable.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he could be beaten. I'm not pretending it's going to be easy, but he is vulnerable because at some point voters just go, we want change. And I think he has passed kind of he's now crossed over to the cuckoo side.
Yeah.
Where he's almost
become like as bad as the teabagger.
When you start talking about seceding, you really cuckoo territory.
Yeah, yeah, but Chris, don't give him credit he's a guy who jumps in front of parades.
That's correct. Yeah.
He doesn't even care about what the teabaggers think.
Right.
You know, I mean, give the teabaggers.
That's even crazier.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
As soon as they started getting any kind of media attention, look who jumps in front of
them. And then the following week, he's calling the feds saying, can you please send down some more doses of swine flu vaccine?
Right.
I mean, the guy is really, it's time for him to take the lampshade off his head and go home. The party is really over for Rick. And I think most Texans definitely feel that. Like, I'm friendly with it. I'm friendly with Kay. You know, this is not personal. It is between them. I mean, Kay hates Rick.
Right.
And no one knows why she's running.
Boy, that is funny to watch, I have to say.
These people were cheerleaders in college. And they, before that, they were hall monitors. And that's the kind of people they are. And this could result in a Democratic victory. Real easy.
If they tear each other down, like they are already starting to do, they're doing a pretty good job of tearing each other up. In that rubble could stand Kinky Friedman.
Well, it's conceivable. I feel very Christ-like about this, you know. I mean, I feel that politics is not. No, I just feel that we made a mistake with Jesus a couple thousand years ago, and I was telling you that the crowd did pick Barabbas.
Yeah.
And they said, free Barabbas, kill Jesus. And it's been downhill since then. So if you have a choice between Kinky Friedman and Rick Perry, probably you pick Rick Perry. You know, go with him. And, I mean, I'm just saying that's the nature of people. Now, a good politician wouldn't say that. I wouldn't, you know, I'd say the people will always. They'll guess right, you know.
To quote your slogan from the last time you ran, why the hell not?
Well, that's it. That's Molly Ivan's spiritual Zen-like slogan. Why the hell not? So, what I'm really reacting to is that I'm noticing from a musician to a politician is a giant step down. And that's really the truth. And you know, with me as a musician, I might just blurt out the truth, Chris. It's possible I could.
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
With a politician, you're never going to hear it. You know, you could have Rick and Kay on here for hours, you wouldn't hear it.
Speaking of governors of Texas, former governors of Texas, and former president George W. Bush, I know that you and the former president are friendly.
Well, I haven't spoken to the man in about 2 or 3 years. Yeah. But that's not because I've always said he's a good man trapped in a Republican's body. He's got a great wife. Laura is terrific. She would have been a great president.
Mm.
And George, I mean, if you had Karl Rove and Dick Cheney whispering in your ear every morning, you know, your life would be a disaster, too. It would be very unpleasant.
It is interesting to see how he started to sort of buck those guys towards the end of his presidency.
He knew.
He knew that they were really hurting.
They were poison. They were. That's called not listening to your better angels. And, you know, I mean, I'm Bill Clinton is a friend, too. I like both those guys.
Yeah.
Bill's a real genius. I think Obama could have taken more cues from Bill.
Yeah, well, they were busy scrapping it out in the
But I mean, if he's going to go with Bill's people, he should know that you can only do a couple of things. That's all. That it's just real common sense that he's trying to fulfill all these promises, and I think he's doing too much.
Finally, let me ask you about President Obama.
God bless him. I hope he can. Yeah.
Yeah, President Obama. How's he doing as we enter the end of his first year?
Well, he's got the inspirational chops, and that's what I was bitching about the Democrats not having in their candidates in Texas.
Yeah.
A succession of these boring people who just don't seem to care.
Mm.
I mean, you know, they would disagree. They'd say we have the process, and great. But no, he's got the chops. Now, if it works, like I like what I think is happening, and, you know, he might break Cuba any day. We could see Raul Castro decide, I don't want to be like my brother. I don't want to go down in history as the man who arrested librarians for 50 years. You
right,
know?
Right.
Was a vicious, bloodthirsty guy. I want to get aboard. That could happen. Or the Middle East. Short of that, you know, I mean, any health care thing they work out is going to be better than the previous George W.'s policy, which was don't get sick.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and so, if you do, die quickly.
Always a good policy. Yeah. So, not.
Well, the hypocrisy strikes me, though, that these guys working on it are have the best health care in the world. That's
right.
All they do, and they're working so hard for us. And I met Max Cleland last night.
Yeah.
Look, there's a real American.
That's a real hero.
Yeah, that's a guy that inspires me.
Yeah. Kinky Friedman, thank you so much for coming in today.
Power to the people.
For those of you in the Washington area, legendary music hall, the Birchmere, to see a legendary performer, Kinky Friedman. Kinky, you're a real hero of mine. I appreciate you coming in, man.
Thank you very much. We'll see you down the highway.
Take care. And may the God of your choice bless you.
Thank you very much.
21 minutes past the hour.
Sir.
Thanks so much for coming in, Kinky. It's the Bill Press Show.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center, so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now and we'll send you a powerful, life-changing CD. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-591-0194. That's 1-800-591-0194. 1-800-591-0194.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. If you Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Sale now at frontgatetickets.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. S-O-L-A-R-I-P-S.
Are you serious? That guy was going to like that cigar.
I really did think
he was going to
like it.
I wasn't going to tell him no.
What are you, Frank?
I use you as a Chris Mitell. 27 minutes past the hour, Peter Ogman and Chris Coffin is sitting in for Bill Press today. We played a lot of clips. Lou Dobbs went on Bill O'Reilly the other night.
There's a match made in heaven.
Yeah, seriously. So one of the clips we didn't get to play from Lou Dobbs, or as I like to call him, Pooh Blobs. Listen to Bill O'Reilly and how seriously he asked him this question.
Final question. Barack Obama, is he the devil?
He's not the devil, but he is certainly a man who is right now not making it easy to understand why he's making the public policy choices that he is.
He's just serious.
There has to be a better understanding from, and it can only result from his expression to the American people as to what is taking so long to come to a decision in Afghanistan.
Mr. Dobbs, Mr. Dobbs, is Barack Obama the devil? 666 on his head?
Mr. Dobbs, do you believe literally that President Obama is Mephistopheles?
Mr. Dobbs,
having a serious conversation.
Do you believe that President Obama is a reptilian overlord? I mean, come on.
Mr. Dobbs, like, is this or is this not the second coming of Beelzebub?
And then people wonder why Fox gets criticized.
They're just having a serious conversation over whether Obama is the devil.
Fortunately, I think O'Reilly has left the building.
We'll talk more politics coming up here. It's the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn and Chris Kofinas sitting in.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-209-9451. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-209-9451. That's 1-800-209-9451. 1-800-209-9451.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
accident-free still around the metro, just the normal jams on 25. Speed's still pretty decent, though. Going to be heavy through Thornton, 104th to 84th again from Park Avenue past Spear. In Aurora, southbound 225, showing some heavier volumes, Colfax to Alameda. Same deal, westbound 76, 74th Avenue to 270. The forecast, sunny with light winds and a high near 57 degrees this afternoon. Our current downtown temperature is 28 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Kohl's 50% off specials. Two-day sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. You'll find 50% off hundreds of great gift ideas store-wide. This Tuesday and Wednesday only. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hi, I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
Sears Automotive Center.
Can you fix my car?
Well, at Sears, our ASE-certified Blue Automotive Crew mechanics know cars inside and out. We'll find the problem and give you the best price, guaranteed.
Brakes.
Yes.
Tires.
Yep.
Struts.
Of course.
Oil changes.
Totally.
Helsinki smash rod.
You just made that word up, sir.
You're good.
Come into the Sears Automotive Center for our real-time price checks and get the best price guaranteed. And now, get Goodyear Weather Handler Fuel Max tires at a Sears Automotive Center near you. Sears. Life well spent.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Of the free world. This is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes past the hour. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press. It still has the wonderful aroma of cigar in here from when Kinky was in.
Care for some cognac and cigar?
Yes. No, no better way to start the...
I was laughing watching you as he was about to light that cigar.
I'm telling you. I don't want to tell a guy no. The guy, did you see how he was dressed? He had skulls on his shirt.
I was just trying to figure out
how... He had a skull Western shirt on.
And a Stetson cowboy hat.
And a Stetson cowboy hat and the best damn jacket I've ever seen. That jacket was dope.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just can't do the cowboy thing. Well, you know, maybe it's because I'm Greek and...
That would be funny, the Greek cowboy.
The Greek cowboy just doesn't go and, you know, I just don't do the cowboy hat.
I'm gonna tell you something. That guy's real deal cowboy. Having met him when I lived in Texas and know of the work that he does.
His horse is right outside.
Exactly.
All the way from Texas.
So yeah, but there was no way I was gonna tell him no, you can't light that cigar. So I just kind of pinned it on you.
Just found it funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Guy could kick my ass. Let's face it. He's kicked harder asses than mine. Politics. Let's do some little round robin. By the way, we'll be joined by Brad Blakeman, Republican strategist, who I believe the last time you were here, you guys cut it up a little bit.
We cut it up. You know, we'll have to play some interesting.
I want to hear what his take is.
Interesting feedback from him.
Yeah, I want to hear his take on Sarah Palin.
Exactly. Nice.
Thank you. Nice, Mr. Henning. I'm glad you remember. Let's talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden sort of making the rounds. He's in New York. He did The Daily Show last night where Jon Stewart asked him, do you miss your old life?
It's all Air Force Two, and it's... You miss the old...
Hell no, I've never driven in New York without any traffic before.
It's pretty nice, right?
You know, there's no traffic, no congestion in New York. I don't know how it happened.
That being said, an advanced security detail for Vice President Joe Biden was involved in a car crash in New York yesterday.
You know, I think this is like the second or third.
It's the third in a week.
Right, and the first one actually killed someone.
Killed a dude, yeah.
I don't think it was the actual, I'm not. I don't think that was the motorcade itself. I think it was security cars.
Yeah.
But either way.
Yeah. Joe Scarborough on Morning Joe yesterday. We played this clip for you last week where Liz Cheney seriously floated the idea of Dick Cheney as a presidential run in 2012. Joe Scarborough commented on that yesterday.
I have been pressing, by the way, the buttons for like a couple of months. Mm-hmm. Cheney 2012. What's so funny?
A thought makes me a little tired.
Let me just say, I'm going
to
be
tired in a way like you're going to be so excited and you can just almost sense the confetti falling in your hair.
Can you think of anybody worse?
Vote for me.
Can you think of anybody worse to run than Dick Cheney?
Cheney Palin.
I'll tell you right now, I will be the first one to contribute to his campaign.
Absolutely.
Right? Because don't you want him to be the nominee? I mean, other than Sarah Palin, is there a potentially other person you would want?
No.
He is the most miserable human being on the planet. The most appropriately named person on the planet. Who is, in all seriousness, has done more damage to this country's national security, image, economy, rights, freedoms, than probably any human being that's lived in the last 30 years. Maybe, you know, Dick Nixon comes close.
What I love is that Scarborough says if you get Dick Cheney and Barack Obama in a room to talk about foreign policy, he thinks Dick Cheney would actually hold his own.
And I will guarantee you, I would make this guarantee, it will never happen, that if you had Dick Cheney sitting here and Barack Obama sitting here debating foreign policy, debating Gitmo, debating bringing terrorists to New York City, politically that would not end well.
I disagree with that. I mean, you know, here's the problem.
You know what? It might not end well, but it might not end well for Dick Cheney.
I mean, do you remember all, you know, I remember all these times where he went on these shows and would talk, you know, in the lead up to the Iraq war. And the problem was we didn't know all the information that, you know, they weren't going to find weapons of mass destruction, that it was concocted evidence, et cetera, et cetera. How is he going to pass that test? And the reality is he won't pass that test.
No way. The other thing I wanted to let you hear, because we talked about teabaggers some with Kinky Friedman. So in Minnesota, there's this gentleman by the name of Robert Erickson. He goes up to a Tea Party protest in Minnesota, and he convinces them that he's there to talk about the evils of immigration. Mm-hmm. You have to listen carefully. The audio is not great. Someone got it off their cell phone. But listen to him as he says, we need to get rid of all the European immigrants. Listen to the crowd's reaction.
Time for us to say enough is enough. Are you with me? Are you with me? All right. Let's send these European immigrants back where they came from. European immigrants are responsible for the most violent and heinous crimes in the history of the world. We're talking about genocide and slavery.
Yeah, get rid of those European immigrants. Get out, Kofinas!
I'm Greek.
Yeah, get out, Kofinas!
He's speaking about me!
And he's speaking in Minnesota, which, let's face it.
Well, by European, I'm not sure he included the Baltic states, which includes... Or maybe he was excluding the southern Mediterranean region.
Yeah, get out. Get out. I love how dumb... They just embrace their stupidity. I mean, yeah, get rid of all them Europeans like the...
Greeks,
like all them.
What a sad statement.
Chris, have you gotten your invitation for the state dinner coming up?
I have not.
What?
I have not.
And I'm wondering where it is.
I figured you would be one of the guys who would get to go. There's a state dinner
plan. I am a passionate supporter of the Democratic Party, of the president. Where's my state dinner invite?
Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh is going to be in town.
You're terrible.
I was just saying his name.
Terrible.
Well, I just didn't want to get it wrong.
Terrible. Anyway.
I don't want to get it wrong.
Keep going.
He's going to be in town. What are you laughing? They're throwing a state dinner for him.
We should throw you down in a well.
John Boehner. Oh, that was a real reach.
Thank
but you know what? I don't think he gets it.
No.
I don't get it at all.
John Boehner has been saying, where are the invites for Republicans to be at the state dinner? Where are the bipartisanship? Oh, it's Barack Obama just loading it up with his Democratic friends. Turns out John Boehner had an invite. He's got an invite. He's been offered to come, and John Boehner has said no.
Well, listen, in John Boehner's defense, I think it's the last episode of John and Kate Plus 8. So you really couldn't miss that
one. You
really
can't miss that.
You really can't miss that.
What I found really interesting for this state dinner honoring the Indian Prime Minister.
Don't do it.
Manmohan Singh.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Oh, Dan, how dare you. They went out and recruited a real-deal celebrity chef. They had the White House.
Who is it?
It's a guy named Marcus Samuelson.
I have no idea, but I would bet you $1 billion my wife would.
I know exactly who he is. I've actually eaten at one of his restaurants, Aquavit. Not here in D.C. He's got one in New York.
And if I digress for one moment, this is the biggest source of disagreements and fights, I would say.
Is that right?
In the Kafinas household.
About what?
The Food Channel.
I live for the Food
Channel. Literally, for my wife, it's basically the one thing she watches all day.
I live for
it. She loves the Food Channel.
I live for it. I know she knows. He's been on Iron Chef. He's going to be cooking for this state dinner. So he does he's done some Scandinavian food, but he also did some African-inspired food.
I'm curious. Is it inappropriate to ask for like a takeout bag or leftover bag?
I think it would be, I think that would be bad form.
Is it?
I don't get invited to these. They usually don't let me in mixed polite company. But yeah, that would probably be bad for
him. I'm just saying that if I ever happen to get invited to the state dinner, let's say I'd eaten something a little bit earlier that day, and I'm a little full, and I don't want to overextend, I'm taking some home with me. I don't care what anybody thinks.
If you get invited to a state dinner and you ask for a to-go bag,
I will.
It will probably be your last state dinner.
That's okay.
42 minutes past the hour. Peter Ogburn and Chris Kofinas.
I'll have a very nice bag of food.
Sitting in for Bill Press. Brad Blakeman, Republican strategist, joins us next. Stay tuned.
I still believe we can do great things, and that here and now we will meet history's test.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Because that's who we are. That is our calling. That is our character.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Accident-free still around the metro, just the normal jams on 25. Speed's still pretty decent, though. Going to be heavy through Thornton, 104th to 84th again from Park Avenue past Spear. In Aurora, southbound 225, showing some heavier volumes, Colfax to Alameda. Same deal, westbound 76, 74th Avenue to 270. The forecast, sunny with light winds and a high near 57 degrees this afternoon. Our current downtown temperature is 28 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You need more customers, and you've tried everything, from coupons to flyers to skywriting and inflatable gorillas. You are one step away from using a megaphone and calling to passersby from the rooftops. There's an easier way. A website from Intuit Websites. Just pick a style, add pictures, and get online as easy as 1, 2, 3. And if you need help, we're just a phone call away. Intuit Websites is just $4.99 a month. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
The word is spreading. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. The thousands of letters, referrals, and survey responses about Ovation Cell Therapy tell it best.
I'm using the Ovation products because I've gone through chemotherapy for breast cancer. I started with the Ovation Cell Therapy when I lost the majority of my hair after my first treatment. And in just a month, my hair started growing back faster. That's when I began using the Complete Ovation System. I'm getting compliments on how fast my hair is coming back. I am truly amazed and completely satisfied with your product.
Ovation Cell Therapy is completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and with just a simple cream rinse type application, helps grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast. Make your hair healthy again. Log on to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. ovationhair.com. Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
At Ace, people are lining up to talk to Santa's helpers for help decorating their homes.
Excuse me. Hi. I want to put up a lot of Christmas lights this year. I'm talking big. I mean Bulbarama. I want astronauts in outer space looking down saying, whoa.
No problem. For holiday decorations, Ace is the place to find everything you'll need. For a limited time, save 50% on a 26-inch pre-lit wreath or 9 feet of pre-lit garland each for just $9.99. Hurry in to Ace, the holiday helpful place. Prices good at participating stores through November while supplies last. See store for details.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or a solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
One of the most controversial events in U.S. history is now a locally and deeply powerful courtroom drama. The Man Who Never Died, set during a period of extreme disparity between the wealthy and poor, is the story of labor organizer and singer-songwriter Joe Hill, who fought for the fair treatment of working people, but was accused of murder in 1914. Playing at the Harlequin Theater in Lafayette, November 13th and 14th, and 20th and 21st. Tickets are only $12 and are on sale now at frontgatetickets.com.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
To use Sarah Palin's own words, my response to Brad's little soliloquy there is bullcrap. I mean, bullcrap. I mean,
you're gonna read it, Chris. You know you're gonna read it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you'll be, of course, you'll be in your basement and you'll have your bunker, but you'll read it.
I'll be in the basement crying as I read it.
By the way, Chris told me this earlier. You know what his favorite book is?
Cat in the Hat.
All of them.
All of them?
All of
them. I read everything.
Every single one of them.
Which one? Everything.
Yeah.
You don't honestly believe, I'm going to put Brad on the spot here, you don't honestly believe that Sarah Palin is the best candidate to be the Republican nominee in 2012. Do you?
You're not putting me on the spot, Chris.
Brad,
this isn't a
yes.
tough question.
Yes.
I believe politically,
yes.
Nationally,
no.
she's done.
Yes.
I don't think she's a viable candidate at all.
Look
for
at you.
National
wow.
office.
And Brad,
I'm going out on a limb.
Brad will not be able to walk outside of his home, his very nice home.
Yes. Because do you
of,
fear?
Because
do you
of
fear
all the Sarah Palin, the Sarah Palin grassroots forces are going to come after Brad.
No, no, no.
They will shoot out far by you.
You guys are giving her much too much credit than credit is due for her political prowess. I think she's a fascination, certainly with the people who like her and the people who don't.
I disagree with you.
Yeah,
well,
look,
I agree and disagree
yeah,
with you.
I hear what you're saying, Brad, but you also have to remember, she came, I mean, the reality is she never really was close to the presidency, but she was a front runner. I mean, she was a vice presidential candidate on a national stage. So, I mean, we have to at least treat her with some seriousness that she has an interest in political office and that some people might go for it.
Look, she has every right to enter the primary system, but you have to be selected before you're elected.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's selectable by the Republican Party. I think there's a certain faction of the Republican Party
that are
fascinated with her.
I think, and I know Brad will disagree with this, but I think she will be a cataclysmic choice. Even if she runs... even if she runs for the primary, the negative effect she's going to have on the Republican field is going to be enormous. It is the worst of all outcomes, which from my perspective is great.
Yeah.
Well, look, be careful what you wish for.
Oh, please.
She is...
Don't threaten me with Palin.
She is not the force that you think she is, but you guys want to make her the force because she becomes an easy target, and it takes away from the more serious candidates the Republicans are going to have, like people like Mitch Daniels from Indiana, a very successful two-term governor.
Who's that?
Yeah.
This is what they... Who's that? This is exactly the who's that they said about Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter. Who's that? Well, guess what? They became president. Your president's not doing such a hot job.
What do you mean? What do you mean my president? You mean our president, I hope?
Yes,
he's certainly my president.
Thank you.
I didn't vote for him.
Unless you're moving
he's
to Cuba.
My president now, but I didn't vote for him.
Let me ask you this, because I want to get your take on this, Brad. Brad Blakeman, Republican strategist, joining us here on the Bill Press Show with Chris Kofinas and Peter Rogburn. So, President Obama's still over on his Asian trip. God knows where he is now, but he's all over the place. He's in Korea. So while he was over there, I'm sure you've got something to say about the vow.
The vow was a disaster. This guy is inept. He doesn't know how to be president yet. He needs to go to charm school. Is there a charm school for president or protocol school to know how to comport yourself as president of the United States? This guy is a disaster. In China, he had a rigged student audience of people the government put there. And then he had a press conference with a leader of China who wouldn't allow the President of the United States to field questions in his presence. I mean, this is thuggery at its best, and the president participated in it.
Brad wakes up every day and it's just raining. It's just raining.
No!
It's
my
just raining, unfortunately.
Full. My glass is half full. The problem
the glass is half full. You break the glass.
The president can't give me anything to put in it.
Oh, please.
Why is that such a big deal? Why do Republicans give a rip about the bow?
Because
the bow is absolutely wrong. It sends the wrong message that somehow we're subservient to Japan or any other world leader.
We're
the
Republicans,
we don't bow.
The Republicans' criticisms, which begin and end with, we don't like Barack Obama. And the reality, and the problem with that is it just ignores the reality that you have to be a party that offers a viable set of solutions, a different direction, and you cannot do it.
Do you think our president should be bowing to foreign leaders?
Yeah, I think it's insignificant. Are you talking in the scope of problems that this country faces?
Seriously.
You really want to get the bow is what people care about?
It's cumulative.
Give me a break.
It's not substantive. It's cumulative that this guy doesn't know how to be the president.
President Bush led us into a war that led to 4,000 men and women dying in a war that we didn't need to fight.
Republicans who now live in freedom.
But he didn't bow, Chris.
He didn't bow to Saddam Hussein.
No, he didn't bow to Saddam Hussein. He kicked his ass. That's what he did.
Oh, that's great. In a war that we didn't need to fight, Brad. And that's the difference. Make it substantive criticisms, not superficial ones.
It is substantive.
It is not.
It shows that this president doesn't get it.
Oh, please.
He doesn't understand foreign policy. He's still the community organizer and not the president.
And I have to leave it right there because we are just simply out of time.
Brad is wrong.
Always exciting.
Brad wrong.
Of course you get the last word in.
Brad wrong.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us on the Bill Press Show, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brad.
Bye. See ya. It's the Bill Press Show. Peter Rogburn sitting in for Bill Press today with Chris Kofinas. We'll be right back.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO's the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. and geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in the canteen, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-914-5076. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-700-6610. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-6610. 1-800-700-6610.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, Hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger looking skin a free trial of Hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven Hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive, Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of Hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
It is the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn and Chris Gofina sitting in for Bill today. Hey, the sale from Saturn is here. The best deals ever on a Saturn with $4,000 total cash back on every new vehicle, or qualified buyers can choose 0% financing on all models. Length of contract is limited. Take delivery by November 30th. Hurry to your Saturn retailer today. Chris Gofina, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, gentlemen.
It is such a pleasure to have you come in, especially so blinding early.
It was my pleasure as always.
Oh, thank you so much. By the way, check out our website, BillPressShow.com. We will have podcasts of today's show if for whatever reason you want to hear today's show. And we'll also continue to talk about Sarah Palin on tomorrow's show when Bill will be back. So make sure you come back tomorrow when Bill is back in the big chair. Peter Ogburn and Chris Gofina signing off. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. If people aren't buying them, why build them? A report the government released a short time ago shows that new home building fell more than 10% in October. Economist Stuart Hoffman.
Builders are still very cautious. Some of them can't get financing, and they don't want to start new houses when they've got so many finished houses sitting there looking for buyers.
Now, builders could get a shot in the arm this month from an extension of the federal home buyers tax credit. Why risk it? Putting 9/11 terror suspects on trial in open court in New York. The Attorney General gets a chance to explain his decision at a Senate hearing 30 minutes from now. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano. What do we expect him to say, Barry?
Frank, Eric Holder will hear it from critics who complain civilian trials would raise security concerns, provide a soapbox for accused terrorists, and create the possibility they could be released on a legal technicality. In his prepared remarks, he brushes aside such concerns. Quoting here, "Our institutions are strong, our infrastructure is sturdy, our resolve is firm, and our people are ready." Live in Washington, Barry Bagnotto, CBS News.
The insurance industry says 19 passenger cars and 8 SUVs made its list of safe vehicles for 2010. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Subaru stands out as the only manufacturer to receive a top rating for all 4 crash tests in every vehicle class in which it competes. In all, 27 vehicles got top ratings, including multiple models from Ford-owned Volvo and from the German automaker Volkswagen.
A new CBS News poll shows that 69% of Americans believe the war in Afghanistan is going badly. Before he left China for South Korea, President Obama told CBS's Chip Reed, "Afghanistan is a fight worth fighting."
We're not pulling out of Afghanistan. We're going to move forward. We need to make sure that we have effective cooperation from the Afghan government in order to succeed.
Doing business in Afghanistan, you may need some very deep pockets. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Why is that, Steve?
Well, Frank, because the going rate appears to be millions. The Washington Post reports the Afghan Minister of Mines allegedly accepted a $30 million bribe to award a huge development project to a Chinese firm. This will only increase the pressure on President Karzai to get rid of top officials who are on the take. He just formed an anti-corruption commission. It's against this backdrop that President Obama weighs the decision about more troops. Frank?
Maersk, Alabama, fell prey to pirates off Somalia last April. Today it was a different story. Commander John Harbour with the European Union Naval Force says armed guards gave the two pirate ships a taste of their own medicine and forced them to turn away.
This was probably a random attack. They're becoming desperate. They'll take any ship and try and get money out of that company.
A police SWAT team stormed a TJ Maxx store in Venice, Florida early this morning, but the gunmen who had held 8 workers hostage overnight were gone by then. 7 workers managed to slip out of the store unhurt. The 8th, a 16-year-old girl, suffered minor injuries. S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Announcing the Ally Bank online savings account with a great interest rate of 1.64% APY. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account that offers a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. So call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's that time of year again, Rose.
Yeah, Medicare open enrollment.
My son and I were talking about prescription drug plans. I compared my options, and I like what I have.
Now's the time to review your Medicare prescription drug and health plans. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
So how is little Billy?
Little Billy is 42.
Open enrollment ends December 31st, so visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado's medical marijuana dispensaries are in for some changes. In about 2 weeks, they will start paying sales taxes. Aaron Randall is the owner of Sunnyside Alternative Medicine and says he doesn't mind.
I feel that it's great. I feel the state should be collecting all the taxes they can get on it.
The state hopes to make roughly $15 million from those taxes. While some clinics are in short supply of the H1N1 vaccine, a small Denver pediatrics office has more than some large hospitals. Lowry Pediatrics received more than 3,000 doses after asking the county only for 1,000.
I guess the reaction for us has been, why are we getting more? We felt like we got what we asked for, and we're happy to get it, but at this point, we just have more really than we asked for. And we need...
Dr. Whitney Short spoke with our partners at 9 News. Denver Public Health concedes it was a mistake. Lowry Pediatrics is planning to hold a flu shot clinic on Saturday at the office at 125 Rampart Way in Lowry. There will be a $14 administrative fee for the vaccine for non-patients of the clinic. In sports, the National League names its Manager of the Year later today. Rockies manager Jim Tracy is the odds-on favorite for the award. Both the Nuggets and the Avs won last night. The Avs beat Calgary. The Nuggets beat Toronto. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are dealing so far this morning with all those usual slowdowns and delays around town. South Bend I-25 already backed up from 120th now as you work yourself down towards 84th. Not stop-and-go speeds just yet, but definitely some delays heading in from the north end. Pretty busy starting just about 58th Avenue as you work yourself across down.